And welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host. And the CHP is in charge of patrolling the state highways and making sure motorists are following the rules of the road. And to give us details on what's happening in the Motherlode on our highways, our guests are CHP Sonora Unit Lieutenant Commander Destiny Tafoya and San Andreas Unit Lieutenant Commander Mayo Benuelos. Now I want to switch to in terms of kids in the car. I see that you guys always are advertising how people can go to the CHP and they will show you how to put your child seat in and make it fit right and tell you if you have a good child seat. Are we seeing a lot of people who are having problems with child seats, Lieutenant Commander Tafoya?
Not necessarily having a problem with child seat. It's just they're very complicated. They're not as simple as it would seem. And each back seat is formed a little bit differently. And an unrestrained child is at significant risk of injury or death. We know that, right? So CHP has specially trained child safety seat technicians who are certified, and they'll help install and inspect free of charge. My office has them. His office has them. We always stress, though, parents are a child's first teacher, so always set an example by using your own seatbelt and making sure everyone in the car is buckled up. And as a reminder, if the vehicle's in a collision, the car seat should be changed out. And so if someone can't afford a car seat, we do have car seats available at our area.
That's good to know. And what about in Calaveras County area?
Same thing. One thing that we do, we offer, of course, check-in Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 at our office. My office supervisor and my office assistant, they're trained. And if anybody needs assistance on how to install a seat, we'll provide that service. But also one thing that we recommend is read your own vehicle manual. The vehicle manual will give you instructions on how to properly install the seat. And some of these car seats might not be compatible with some of these vehicles. And read the manufacturer label on the car seat itself. If they're expired or they've been involved in a crash, please come to our office. We'll exchange the old one for a new one. And we'll help you on how to properly install the car seat.
That's great. I'm sure a lot of parents would love that, because a lot of the stuff you buy, you're looking at how to put it together and you're like, huh? A is not fitting into B. Well, that's great. And also, we get a lot of tourists in the area. Are you seeing that the curvy roads are a problem, or is it more the other issues we've been talking about, Lieutenant Tafoya?
Well, it's funny you ask that. I think it's the other issues, but when I first reported up here in 2019, I noticed the majority of our major accidents and fatal crashes were out-of-towners. But as I told you earlier, that trend has switched. Those 7 fatal collisions we had in the first 2 months, 6 of them were local residents. They're familiar with the roads. They know how to drive curvy roads. So I'm going to attribute right now that all of us need to just take our time and be a little bit more kind to each other.
Yeah, definitely. Lieutenant Benuelo, in regards to motorcycle riders, there's plenty out right now because we've had great weather and we continue to have great weather. And I'm sure you've seen an increase on the roadways as well. What about motorcycle riders? And are we seeing any upticks in crashes involving motorcycle riders, or is it pretty typical?
We've had quite a few in my area. Unfortunately, like I said, this year we've already had 2 motorcycle rider fatality crashes. Speed. It's probably the main factor here on these. We've had a lot of motorcycles going down that have been involved in serious injuries. Same thing, going around curves, maybe too fast and sideswiping other vehicles, not familiar with the area. So it's a beautiful area. A lot of riders like to come up here and use these mountain roadways, but maybe do some research on the geographical area, know your speed, take your time, and don't combine that with alcohol. Of course, a lot of people like to stop by and have a drink or two to cool off, but I would just recommend focus on riding and don't drink and ride.
Definitely. Good advice. And Lieutenant Tafoya, in terms of, I know one thing that I hear people complain about is motorcyclists lane splitting, yet it's legal here in California. Can you explain that to the listeners of what lane splitting is and your feelings on it?
It is legal. They can go and pass your vehicle if there's enough space. It needs to be done safely by the motorcyclist. So if you just see one coming up faster, then you just move to the right side of your lane and let them pass. It's really not that big of a deal.
Do you think it's dangerous?
I do think it's dangerous because you're supposed to stay within just a couple miles per hour of the traffic. You shouldn't be going by at 90 when a car is moving at 55. It's very alarming to the driver of the car to suddenly have a motorcycle right next to them. So do you know what that miles is? Is it only supposed to be like 15 miles per hour
when you're splitting
over the flow?
I think around there. It can't be too obvious where you're speeding, you're endangering others.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and I'm sure we've all had the experience where they come racing up by you and you get flustered because it's like,
shocking.
What is that? Yeah.
Yeah. It actually scares you for a second.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's both parties that need to be responsible.
And one big complaint from residents in the wintertime in Tuolumne County, Lieutenant Commander Tafoya, is those people stopping along and just getting their sleds out and sledding in the higher country. What actions are being taken to curb this?
You know, that has been a continual problem with living in such a beautiful area that everybody wants to enjoy it. So this last year, you know, we've been working really hard with Caltrans in the county to make sure that any signage that we can have up there for no parking or tow-away zones is posted, because most generally it's legal for them to stop along these routes. So any place where we could have the proper signage, we're trying to get the proper signage put up so that enforcement can be taken. This last year also, we issued a lot of citations. And if the vehicles, if there were too many, we took pictures and mailed them to them. So we also did more chain control this year that was actually manned, which I think made a big difference. The manned chain control, we hadn't done it for a couple years. This last year, we did it numerous times. And I think that really helped with the amount of people getting up the hill.
Do you have any problems with that in Calaveras County?
We do up in the Ebbets Pass area. I have two excellent resident post officers. They understand the importance of making sure nobody stops out there and become a hazard, and they're endangering themselves. They don't get that. The other motorists that are traveling in icy roadways or snow conditions, when they see vehicles stop, they might brake, and that causes a chain reaction. So my two officers up there, they go out, do the same thing. They zero tolerance. We warn the public before every winter on social media to come up here and go to park legally somewhere, but don't be parking on the side of the roadway. You're only endangering yourself and your family by doing that.
Another thing we had talked about earlier was DUIs. I want to make sure that residents and the public realizes that they can help you guys in the fight against drunk driving or drug driving, whichever one it is. And what is your advice for people in terms of if they see a DUI driver?
Best thing to do is this is when you can get your phone and call 911 and report it. We recommend that you write down, get the best description as you can, make, model, color of the vehicle, license plate, description of the driver. Keep your distance, don't follow the vehicle, but just report the direction of travel and call it in. One thing that our officers, whenever we get the call from our dispatch in my area, I make sure their officers acknowledge the call, copy, and do their best to try to respond and try to stop this vehicle.
Right, and Lieutenant Tafoya, any added?
No, that's exactly it. And we are, whenever we have a be on the lookout for something like that, it is considered a crime call, and we will respond.
Right. And I know you guys have, too, because mm-hmm. I know certain arrests that I've seen on the arrest sheets where it's been another driver calling in the other driver.
Yes.
So that's something that anyone can do to help then.
And even if the person's not, like, I've been working on the shift a couple times where my officers will make a stop, and this is a sleepy driver, because we get that. People are traveling. Mm-hmm. But at least we stop the person, we educate them, we wake them up, and they're saving their life. They're driving. It caused this person to report them for a reason. Even a sleepy driver is just as dangerous as a intoxicated driver.
Sure, yes. That makes sense. We're running out of time, unfortunately, because there's so much to talk about. But one of the last things I wanted to ask both of you is, what is the one thing you would like to say to motorists regarding using the roadways and safety? Lieutenant Tafoya, you can go first.
Safety is, of course, our number one priority, and we offer many classes such as Start Smart or Age Well, Drive Smart to help older drivers continue to drive safely. If anyone's interested in any of our classes, please just call and talk to Officer Machado. He'll set them up a date and time, and our office number, are you going to put it on your website, or should I give it to you?
You can give it right here.
It's 209-984-3944.
All right, and Lieutenant Commander Benuelos?
So, yeah, we have the same educational programs available to the public, but one thing I just want to recommend everybody, just please obey the rules of the roadway. Have respect for each other on the roadway. Share the roadways. Get there safely. Don't drink and drive. Do anything you can to avoid the distractions.
Well, thank you both for joining us. I think we gave the listener a lot of information and ways to protect themselves and others out on the roadway. So thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you, the listener, for joining us on Motherload Views. And we'll see you right back here next week. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.